Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
Better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Oh, Wild West.
Well, he's not really going to do that this week. I know we hate it when things don't quite go as planned, but we're not going to talk the ETF of the week. Instead, we are going to talk about the ETF story of the week.
I got an unbelievable story to tell you. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Well, it is an unbelievable story right now in the ETF world. I hinted at it yesterday at the beginning of the show because I was working on the story for MarketWatch and it was embargoed. What we saw was that yesterday, BlackRock and Fidelity announced a deal. They're going to make ETFs more readily available. They're going to make them more readily available without transaction fees. And there's a lot of stuff coming. And here to discuss that this week, instead of ETF of the week, is Tom Lydon. Now, remember, if you want more information on Tom, he is the editor of ETF Trends. It's etftrends.com. Follow him on Twitter, where he's at Tom Lydon, and the publication is at ETF Trends. Tom Lydon, it is the big story of the week, isn't it?
It is, Chuck, and it's fun to kind of take a different spin on our ETF of the week structure. The idea is, with what just happened with Schwab and the Schwab OneSource ETF launch that just came out, and the fact that they had a whole variety of different ETFs from different ETF manufacturers now available, no transaction fee at Charles Schwab, was great. But while Charles Schwab is jumping up and down and yelling and screaming about how great this is, Fidelity and BlackRock together have come in and said, hey, we're not dead. We're coming at it a different way, and we're going to hit this thing even harder by offering not just 30 iShares ETFs, but now 65 ETFs available through Fidelity at no commission.
Yeah, and for folks who missed the Schwab OneSource story, here was Schwab that was promoting it hard, and I wrote a column saying it's not quite as good a deal as people thought it was. And now what we've learned is that Schwab, in this battle, brought a knife to a gunfight. Because even though the Schwab OneSource system offers 105 ETFs commission-free, those 105 ETFs are not like the flavors that everybody wants. You've got a bunch of things in there that maybe aren't so popular. And as a result, 105 ETFs, but only 3.5%, 4% of ETF assets. Meanwhile, in this Fidelity BlackRock deal, you only have 65 ETFs. You have 18% of all assets in ETFs are in these ETFs. And you've got the 10 core series ETFs that iShares just created last year or what have you that are there to be building blocks. So you have everything you need here. Basically, Fidelity just reined the game, I think, on Schwab, didn't they?
Well, I would take the other side and the fact that iShares is the 800-pound gorilla in the ETF space for sure. And the fact that they've got a lot of their core strategies available, no commission, absolutely. But when you look back on what Schwab did in the past with the mutual fund business and the fact that they've offered this one-source mutual fund offering and all the choices that eventually that came to, with no transaction fee, it was tremendous. This is really Schwab's first step at that. And I think in talking with the folks at Schwab, the number of providers and the number of offerings will continue to expand. So in the end, Chuck, whether you custody at Fidelity or you custody at Schwab, the end investor is going to make out because they're going to have more choice without a transaction fee.
For investors, is this great news? Is this good news? Is this you're not going to see that much? It's only good news if you're trading those funds.
No, I think it continues to be great news because in the past, the move from mutual funds to ETFs was making the right sense for all the right reasons, except the one negative was a transaction fee. And now what we're talking about is a major shift among the biggest brokerage companies to offer ETFs at no transaction fee. So if you don't see that fee on your statement, even though fees over the years, as you know, have gotten less and less and less, it can be annoying. So treating ETFs rather than stocks, even though they trade like stocks, but from a commission standpoint, treating them like mutual funds is an advantage for investors and advisors. And then taking it one step further, what you and I have talked about, how Fidelity is going to enter the game and said, hey, look, we're really good at active management. Indexing, pure beta investing really isn't our gig, but we're going to partner with BlackRock, and together we're going to be able to enter that space by offering pure index-based products, and we're going to be able to use those products within our active strategies within managed accounts and also within ETF strategist offerings. That's another big play for both Fidelity and BlackRock.
And Fidelity is not really talking about what they might come out with, but in this deal, they made it clear that they will do some work using BlackRock's ETFs and the passive managed ETFs in managed accounts. What they're basically saying is we're going to put some folks who are going to actively manage portfolios, tactically manage them, so, you know, a little bit of market timing or whatever you want to call it, using index ETFs from iShares. Is there a logical assumption to be made here that if they're doing that in managed accounts, basically for private investors, and it succeeds there, that at some point we're going to see, whether it's target date funds or some sort of asset allocation or just a sector rotation fund or whatever, where they're combining their active management strength with what iShares gives them?
Absolutely. I think you're 100% dead on right. And the next phase may be ETF strategies that are available within different brokerage platforms. So Fidelity is looking at this growing group of strategists. Morningstar is tracking them. It's about $80 billion right now. And there are a lot of different advisors around the country that have put these strategies up on platforms. Fidelity is saying, hey, that's kind of our space, because even though they're passive ETFs, these managers are using them in an active way to be able to provide, hedge fund replication or rebalancing in certain areas, more of the mutual fund business all over again, coming out in ETF strategies. So Fidelity missed the ETF train, but they're not going to miss ETF strategist train.
I think the other thing that we have now run out of time and we can't even talk about is that in time, Fidelity will make sure that more ETFs are available in retirement plans. That has to be done through a self-directed brokerage window, but they're just the firm to supply that window. I think you're going to see ETFs more available in 401ks going forward, don't you think?
I'm with you, and let's save that for another call.
Absolutely. If you want more information on all things ETF, well, you might check out ETF Trends. And you can do that at ETFTrends.com or on Twitter at ETFTrends. Tom Lydon, of course, is the president of Global Trend Asset Management and the editor of ETF Trends. You can follow him directly on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Chuck.
There's much more to go on the March the 14th edition of Money Life. Stick around. The big interview is next. We'll be right back.